Story 10, Jacob's Journey. Rebekah and Isaac thought it was good for Jacob to go to Rebekah's home country and find a wife. Isaac called Jacob to him and said, "May God bless you and give you the blessings He promised to Abraham." So Jacob started on his journey. He walked all day and stopped at night. He found a place to sleep on the ground and used a stone as a pillow. That night, he dreamed he saw a ladder that went up to heaven, with angels going up and coming down. He saw the Lord standing at the top of the ladder saying, "I am the Lord, God of Abraham and of your father Isaac. I am giving this land to you and to your descendants. All the earth will be blessed through them. I am with you. I will keep you safe, and I will bring you back to this land." In the morning, Jacob woke up, and he was afraid because of his dream. He said, "God is here, and I didn't know it. This is the house of God, and the doorway to heaven." He took the stone he had used as his pillow and made an altar. He put oil on it as an offering, and he called the place Bethel, which means the house of God. Jacob said he would give God a tenth of all that God gave to him. When Jacob arrived at his mother's home country, his uncle Laban was happy to take Jacob into his home. Laban had two daughters. The older was Leah, and the younger was Rachel. Rachel was more beautiful than Leah. At the end of a month, Laban said to Jacob, "Stay here and work for me, and I will pay you. Tell me how much you want." Jacob said, "I will work for you 7 years to have your younger daughter, Rachel, as my wife." Laban said, "It's a deal." So Jacob worked for Laban 7 years, which was like a few days to him because of his love for Rachel. At the end of this time, Jacob said to his uncle, "I have been working 7 years for you. Now give me Rachel as my wife." Many people came to the wedding, and everyone was eating and drinking. That night, Laban took his daughter to Jacob's room. But in the morning, Jacob found out that his uncle had given him Leah, the older daughter. Jacob was angry. "Why have you done this? I worked 7 years to have Rachel as my wife. How could you trick me like this?" Laban said, "In our country, the younger daughter can't marry before the older one is married. But stay with Leah, and after a week, you can marry Rachel too. You just have to work for me 7 more years. So Jacob had Leah as his wife, and at the end of a week, he married Rachel too.